Well, when you think of Hollywood actor Steve Martin, you might think Father of the Bride or the Pink Panther. You probably don't think enthusiastic collector of Aboriginal art. But the works of 10 acclaimed Australian desert painters are about to go on display in the New York Gallery of one of the world's most influential art dealers. And almost all come from Steve Martin's personal collection. The Hollywood actor has been talking to National Arts reporter Michaela Boland about what sets desert painting apart.
Steve Martin discovered desert painting about 4 years ago. He's since become one of its biggest champions.
I was sitting at home in New York and I opened up the art section of the New York Times and there was an art big front page article on Wall Imperium. I thought, I've never seen anything like that before. That is fantastic.
There was an exhibition of Wallenpere's paintings on show downtown, so Steve Martin got on his bike and went along to see them. He bought one the same day.
Still have it hanging in the house for several years, but I didn't realize it was part of a movement or a group.
As well as being a Hollywood veteran and a Grammy Award-winning musician, Steve Martin is a serious art collector. He began reading about Indigenous art and became intrigued by the story of the Pintuppi Nine, known as the Lost Tribe. Wallenpere was leader of the group, which had not encountered Western culture until they walked out of the desert in 1984.
There are stories in art that fascinate us, like Van Gogh, and I find this story equally fascinating.
He found Aboriginal art offered more than other contemporary art movements.
You realize these abstract paintings are not so abstract. They're actually narrative. They tell tales, and I thought that separates them from normal abstract painting, which is, you know, visual and intellectual. But these are visual, intellectual, and also emotional.
Now he wants to tell the rest of the world about them. Paul Sweeney manages the Desert Painters Collective, Papunya-Tula. The remote location of the artists meant they were not available for comment. In fact, Mr. Sweeney says he hasn't been able to give them the good news. But he's sure of one thing.
In terms of international exposure on that level, it's unrivaled, really. I mean, this would have to be the pinnacle.
The exhibition, which also includes the late pioneer Emily Nwori and a more recent sensation, Yukulji Napingati, will take place at Gagosian Gallery, where Australian-born Louise Neary is the curator.
It's a commercial gallery, but many of our exhibitions are commonly referred to as being museum-quality exhibition.
Weekend crowds often span into the thousands, and she expects this exhibit will entice a new audience for Indigenous paintings.
I haven't seen anything in the collection which has been less than great.
Desert Painters of Australia will be on display for 2 months.
Arts reporter Michaela Boland.